Let's talk a little bit about Sentinel Node, and particularly I'm curious about your thoughts about the issue of Sentinel Node and DCIS.
That's a great question. If we knew that a lesion was DCIS, we wouldn't do a Sentinel Node, because the truth is, although it doesn't happen terribly frequently, there is some morbidity associated with Sentinel Node. The reports, there's more morbidity than I would have ever expected. There's more pain, there's more arm swelling.
In your hands also?
Now, we don't seem to see it very often, but it's anecdotal because I don't know that we've really kept great track of it. It just doesn't happen very frequently. You know, sometimes when you look at your database, you're just amazed at the number. I say, my God, I didn't think this happened very often, but look, we've got 8% recurrence. I thought it was 1. I don't think we have very many problems with it. However, reports from Memorial, people who are very reputable, talk about a reasonable risk of arm swelling and arm pain and arm problems. So it's not a procedure with zero morbidity as we thought it would be in the beginning. All right, with that as a basis, let's think about DCIS. We have a paper coming out that looks at all of our sentinel node biopsies in DCIS patients. And we've got 200 some odd, and it turns out that about 6% of them are positive. And they're not positive on H&E, they're positive by IHC, and they have a range of from 4 to 93 cells.
What fraction of these were mastectomy?
Probably the bulk of them.
And they had no invasive disease?
No invasive disease ever found. We never treated any of them. We never upstaged anybody. I'm not sure why we did the sentinel node. We did it because it was there and we were learning about it at the time. But we didn't treat anybody, upstage anybody, and nobody's recurred. So with that said, I would say this. Since most DCIS diagnoses are made with a needle, and we know that approximately 10 to 20% of the time, you're going to upstage that to an invasive cancer, depending on the size of the needle and how many cores you took, it would be reasonable to do a sentinel node biopsy in anybody that's going to have a mastectomy. You're right there. It's simple. There really shouldn't be any additional morbidity to that. You just sneak over there and do it. That certainly is a reasonable group. Now, who else? I don't do it for high-grade lesions. I would do it for a palpable lesion. Let's say I had a palpable lesion. It was DCIS. My guess is because it's palpable, I'm probably going to find invasion when we take it out. So I do it for that patient. I would do it if I were doing a wide local excision in the upper outer quadrant. I can reach right over and get a sentinel node. That costs me nothing. So I would do that. However, I would have no qualms with anybody who says, I'm just going to take the lump out or the DCIS out, and if it turns out to be invasive, I'll go back and I'll get a sentinel node. I think you can certainly do that at a later stage. But I do it for all mastectomy patients, all DCISs over 4 centimeters, all palpable DCISs, and any DCIS that's in the upper outer quadrant that allows me easy access without another incision.